الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولذكر الله أكبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Our purpose of life is to find Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said لِيَعْبُدُونَ, meaning thereby لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize, to find Allah Ta'ala. And the method of finding Allah is through the ibadat of Allah. That's why Allah revealed the words لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So that is the purpose. And in order to attain that purpose, it is absolutely necessary that we cleanse our hearts. One is Allah Ta'ala draws a person towards Him, which is called jazba. Allah make us all, we should make that dua. And one is we make the effort of going to Allah Ta'ala, which is inabat, that we make the effort. In jazb, if Allah pulls us to Him, He cleanses the heart Himself. In abad, when we go to Allah, we have to cleanse our heart. And once the heart is clean, you don't have to invite Allah Ta'ala to come. Allah comes immediately into a cleaned heart. So we all hope that Allah make us jazb, but our duty is we make in abad. We go towards Allah Ta'ala. In that process, one of the greatest things Allah has given us to cleanse the heart is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Just like we have a glass, you want to put clean water in that glass, you wash it with water, and then you put the clean water in it. So by the dhikr of Allah, we cleanse our heart. And once the heart is cleansed, Allah Ta'ala automatically comes into that heart. Very, very sadly, as is a common law, what is most important, just as we heard now in with regard to the fadail of Quran Sharif, that Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, every Muslim is aware of the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. But really ask ourselves, are we aware? Is it even in the remotest corner of our mind? We don't even think about Qiyamah. Forget the horrors of Qiyamah. For us, our dunya's goals are very important. Getting this done, doing this, our children this, securing our children investment, all these things, they have great preference. We don't even think of Qiyamah, forget the horrors of Qiyamah. And Hazrat Shaykh says that every Muslim, so then are we Muslims or not? A Muslim is a person who will, this is his concern all the time. So how far aren't we? So anyway, for all that is the dhikr of Allah is not only for those people who want to cleanse their heart, is for all Muslims. But it's a common law that what is most beneficial, we are most unappreciative, unaware of it. As Muslims, we know that we need water more than all other communities. For our wuzu 5 times a day, for istinja we need wuzu. When we are in need of a farz bath, which comes to every person, we are in need of more water. But water, we still understand, but we don't pay attention. What other small things? We get a new cell phone, mobile. That is very important. We'll appreciate it. We'll make shukr. Who of us makes shukr for water? Really, when we go to the toilet also, and especially with the present environment of load shedding, many places now, the water also, they have restriction. Water is limited. If we open the tap and water comes out, how much sugar we must make to Allah. There are those places where they don't have this clean water. It is all recycled water, toilet water, which has been cleansed. And that they are getting, we still, how much sugar? But much more than water, there is another great material benefit of Allah, and that is oxygen. Without water, even a Muslim can still stay. We can make tayammum, etc. But without oxygen, but who of us even thinks of oxygen? That it is ni'mat. Forget making shukr for oxygen. Only Allah save us, like in COVID or even now, how many people who have breathing problems and then they have to have oxygen. Then also we use it, but we don't make shukr, that madda of realization, that tafakkur, that thinking, it's gone dead in us. We don't think of the of what we have to think. And we're thinking so much of all the wrong and haram, illicit things, that we use our brain so much. What we have to use it in, we are not using. So anyway, the dhikr of Allah is the most important thing. So much so that a sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Hazrat Salman radiyallahu anhu that what is the greatest amal in Islam? Yeah, also think for ourselves, we'll think of many things. So Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked him a counter question, don't you read the Quran Sharif? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, "Wala dhikrullahi akbar." The dhikr of Allah is the greatest amal. Now, we all, I myself, ask ourselves, do we ever think of dhikr as the greatest amal? And Allah says, "Wala dhikrullahi akbar." The dhikr of Allah is the greatest amal. If in our remote mind we have, yes, dhikr is important, it is good, or it is the most important, then each one now check ourselves in my 24 hours of my daily life, which is my slot to make dhikr. We have got time to make Quran, to read Quran Sharif. Not all of us also, how many that fixed am I have to, read so much sumparas. Or this is my time, in this time I don't do anything else but read Quran Sharif. We got, how many of us got a slot for dua? Dua, without dua we cannot exist. But we haven't even got a slot for dua, so we're not existing. Spiritually, how many of us are not even existing? And yet, we are proud, we are good Muslims. I'm a practicing Muslim. I'm a Muslim, we are that conservative type Muslims. We are practicing Muslims, but there's no slot for tilawat in my life. There's no slot for dua in my life. So, the same way with dhikr. In my 24 hours, which is my slot, 2 minutes, 5, 10 minutes, that I have kept aside for my dhikr. So it's not in our mind. And this is the more for all Muslims. And for the for what a person with zakir shazil, that is a person who is concerned of his Islam, is making dhikr, is making the shughal, the work also for Islam, muraqabah, all other types of the ma'mulat, which the sheikh prescribes, the wazifas, he's busy with all that. For them it is so much more important. So we are very, very far. So dhikr, we must realize, it is very, very important. Quran Sharif says, the dhikr of Allah is the greatest. Another ayat, وَرِضْوَانُ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. More than anything else is to seek the pleasure of Allah. And how will we find the pleasure of Allah? By the dhikr of Allah. And what is dhikr? Not just dhikre lisani, with our tongue, but that we remember Allah Ta'ala. There are two things the Quran Sharif speaks of both. That one is Uzkurullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu Uzkurullah. Remember Allah Ta'ala. And other places Allah says, Wazkurisma Rabbi. Remember the name of Allah. So we are told to remember the name of Allah also, and we are told to remember Allah also. So by taking the name of Allah, we mustn't be unmindful of Allah. Our whole namaz is aqimi salata li dhikri. Perfect your namaz. Make a proper, perfect namaz solely for my remembrance. But there all of us see, most of us from Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, we didn't even think of Allah. That whole exercise was solely for the remembrance of Allah. And we remember everything else but Allah Ta'ala. So dhikr also, we must make it, and in the dhikr also, but not for pleasure we make a dhikr, not for enjoyment, but for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that we are thinking about Allah Ta'ala. So it's very, very important that we keep our dhikr. If we want to make our islah, cleanse our heart, it's not just We came 10 days here in the Khanqah, zikr is made ijtimai. How many of us are sleeping at the zikr time? How many of us actually virtually get up and we slip out and we go to our tents? We are not making our zikr. Those who are sitting and are making zikr, how many of us are totally unmindful? We are feeling tired, we are feeling sleepy, we are not making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And how many we make the zikr, but that is the time of our zikr when we are quite sleepy. And we are sleeping in our zikr. And that type of zikr is, we start with La ilaha, and then we fall asleep. And then we just woke up again, La ilaha. And again we fall. Our whole zikr of 10 minutes which we had dedicated, we only saying there's no Allah. The complete opposite of what zikr had to be. Zikr was to establish illallah. Only Allah is there. But our zikr was the whole 10, and I'm a zakir shagir. I'm a person who is concerned. My work is my islah. I'm concerned of my islah, but I'm sleeping in my zikr. Or while we're making zikr, we're listening to some other program, something. We're listening to other things. Our minds are muntashir. It is all divided everywhere. Like on a windy day, if the wind spreads the dust or something, or you put something to dry outside, some rice or something, something like popcorn, some very light things, and a gust of wind comes, and it spreads it everywhere. Our thoughts are all spread. So the quality of our zikr, we have to be very, very concerned. And then the quantity also, to make the correct amount of zikr, and to be making zikr. And this must be that we cannot do without it. 24, every day of our lives, we must, if we can now also fix in our mind, and to Allah Ta'ala, and forever we maintain it, that this is my time for dhikr, and every day I'm going to make this dhikr. And it is so easy, a small child can also remember what dhikr to make. La ilaha illallah, and Allah. Who doesn't? So easy. But what is easy, we take it for granted. What is written on the notice board, we don't notice it. What is so easy, we don't pay attention. So if we can realize how important the zikr. In another ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah is, who is he addressing? The believers. And Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi translates believers as ashiqeen. Not only the lovers, the great deep lovers of Allah Ta'ala. So those who are the real lovers of Allah, to them Allah is saying, Uzkurullaha zikran kathira. Make the zikr of Allah, and Allah says, zikran kathira. Not little bit, not 2 minutes, 5, 10 minutes. What will we call zikran kathira? Decide for ourselves in our mind. That Allah is saying, we must remember Allah, and yeah, Allah is saying, remember Him. Not the yeah, Allah is not saying the name of Allah. Remember Allah. And zikran kathira. So let us think, that is my 2 minutes enough for the zikr of Allah. After asr, after fajr, we read subhanallah. We don't even know what we read. And it's finished already. We just are putting our fingers. We are reading subhanallah. But we don't know we read it. And after that, finish, it's over already. Can that be classified as zikran kathira? We make our tilawat. How many of us are reading 3 suparas? A hafiz should be reading 3 suparas a day. And especially as salikin, people who are concerned, we came for itikaf, we came for our islah. We at least should be reading 1 supara a day. How many huffaz are not reading 1 supara a day also? So how much are we making? So Allah says, Uzkurullaha zikran kathira, and not enough. Further Allah says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. After the zikr of Allah, then read the tasbih of Allah. All the other tasbih, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Other tasbih also. And that also Allah qualifies it, bukratan wa asila. Mornings and evenings, which has got 2 meanings. One is that mornings and evenings, particularly in those times, make sure that you make the zikr of Allah and you may read your tasbihat. Or it means that all the time. morning and I do this morning and night. That means all the time engaged in it. That means in great abundance. It's an outstanding feature in my life. But for us, outstanding is standing outside. That it's not in my life, it's standing outside. Outstanding feature in my life must be the zikr of Allah. Who of us, to ourselves also, can we claim that this zikr is an outstanding feature in my life? That zikr, there was Maulana Abdul Aziz Sahib of Rawalpindi side, Rahmatullah Ali, Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh. He has come many times to our countries also, passed away, making the zikr of Allah all the time. And wherever he will meet anyone, he would say, let's make the zikr of Allah. Come, we sit down. While standing also, we meeting one another, 2 minutes, let's make the zikr of Allah. All the time. He says in their madrasa, when the students come, they have a session with the students to explain them rules, regulations, etc. They start with the zikr of Allah. Then he explains the rules, regulations. Then again they have zikr of Allah. Then again they explain. At the end, again the zikr of Allah should be so much alive in our lives. But unfortunately, the very opposite is what is the reality. That it is not in our lives. And with zikr, you will get ridwanu min Allah. You will get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, when you will do the zikr of Allah as is required, quantity also properly, quality also properly, regularly also, the correct zikr also. And then what will happen? Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. One sahabi saw another sahabi that whenever he emerges, comes out of his house, malaika making dua for him. When he goes in his house, malaika making dua. When he stands up, malaika making dua. They there to assist him. When he sits down, malaika there all the time. So he asked him, how did you get this? What a great thing. He said, no big deal. You just make the zikr of Allah. Allah says, huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum. Allah sends salawat. Salawat actually is exclusive for the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Not for anyone else. But yeah, by the making of zikr, Allah sends salawat on you. A reminiscent, a example of what Allah sends on the Anbiya. We can get it if we make the zikr. And we don't have to wait till everyone else makes zikr. I must make my zikr. And Allah's rahmat salawat will come down on that person. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته. And even his malaika are sending their special mercies, du'as, rahmat, protection, barakat, goodness, afiyat, salamati. The malaika are making du'a if we make the zikr of Allah. But we block it. We don't make the zikr of Allah. We ourselves are blocking the du'as of the malaika. The special favors and the special salawat of Allah, we blocking it just because we're not making zikr. The tongue Allah gave us to remember Him. We speak all filth and dirt with the tongue. But we don't remember Allah with this tongue. This mind Allah gave us and heart, if our mind just has to go 1 second upside down to something wrong. The heart just has to stop beating or something. Or miss a beat or something. We got big problems. Allah gave us this solely for His remembrance. But we use it for everything. For haram we use it. For all the filth and dirt. But to remember Allah, we as Muslims, we haven't got time. We as zakirin, who are busy in the zikr of Allah. We who are shagil and zakir, we haven't got time. So it is very, very important. وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. And for what? لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To take you out of all zulumat. Zulumat, plural. Allah used the plural. Not مِنَ الظُّلَمْ. مِنَ الظُّلْمَ. مِنَ الظُّلُمَات. All types of darkness. Whether it is not making namaz. Whether it is our anger. Our eyes are not in control. The jealousy that we are having. We are involved in backbiting all the time. Even with the wife and the family, our children, we are acting like wild beasts, shouting, swearing, screaming all the time. To take you out of all that, that we haven't got time for the masjid. We got time for World Cup sports. soccer, cricket, all this. As Asians, as Indians, normally, we're not interested in rugby. The other nations, the white people, they love rugby, the English people, they love their rugby. But now we're involved in that also. And surprising how many of our people, all this in rugby, in hockey, in golf, all these things. How many of our good business people are involved in golf, etc. And what is golf? Hitting a ball from here to there, walking all the time behind that ball, wasting our time. But that has become a prestigious thing, that I go for golf, and I play golf, and who, the elite people play golf. What has happened to our brains? Completely not rusted. What has happened to our brains? So, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة واسي هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملا ليخرجكم. Allah will take you out. All this is, for you to come out is difficult. You can't give up your sports. You can't give up your cell phone. You can't give up your porn sites. ليخرجكم من الظلمات. All the darkness. So easy. You don't have to, I've got this bad habit, I've got that bad habit. Allah will take you out. لِمِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To Noor. Yeah, Allah referred to Noor, not Anwar. One Noor, the Noor of Allah. Once you come, so to say, in the lap of Allah, once Allah has taken you, and Allah has made you His, Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, and He makes us His. Then, end of the story. Everything is accomplished. You are living not a king's life, not all the king's life, not all the awliya's life. What you have got once Allah, you have got Allah, and Allah has made you His. All by the barakat of zikr. But we don't pay any attention. May Allah make it, it's coming in our heart. My dhikr I must do. While I'm here, I'm going to do my dhikr properly with concentration, devotion. And my life, I can't live a life without dhikr. I can live it without my breakfast. I can live it without my lunch. I can live it without my sports, without opening my shop. No problem if I couldn't open my shop. But my dhikr, I can't do without my dhikr. May Allah make that it comes into our heart. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Allah's great rahmat is with the mu'mineen. Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah's mercy, kindness. That's why Allah has given you the best menu of the dhikr of Allah. Morning and night, your menu, your breakfast, your supper. Your lunch is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. All the time Allah gave you the best menu and what Allah is going to give on that. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand how important the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is. In the ayat where Allah Ta'ala mentions 10 qualities of the believers, innal muslimina wal muslimat, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal qanitina wal qanitat, wal sadiqina wal sadiqat. 10 great, great qualities. And to give your life for one quality, to make that the mission of your life, that I become among sa'imeen, I become among sadiqat, I become a mutasaddiqeen. One quality is to give your life for that. My family, we are devoted to this. My community, this is our object. My country, we dying for this. One. And Allah referred here, the male separate and the female separate. Which very little in the Quran, otherwise generally, females are included under the command and the address for the males. The females are included in that. But here Allah has referred everyone separately. Hadhrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, Bayanul Quran. What a great thing. That for none of the 9 qualities did Allah use the word kathiran, in abundance. Even for iman, innal muslimina wal muslimat, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal qanitina wal qanitat. Not for anyone kathira, but the last one, wal zakirina Allah kathiran wal zakirat. The man who make Allah's zikr in abundance. And the zakirat, the females also, who make Allah zikr in abundance. That should be our mission. How important Allah has made it. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali explains the ayat in a beautiful way. Like you have got a beautiful garden with all the beautiful flowers, exotic plants you have got, wonderful garden you have got. And with that, your garden is lush and green 12 months of the year. It is summer, winter, day, night. Your garden is the most beautiful garden. Somebody asked, how did you manage this? 12 months, winter, frost is falling. And the cold that is coming. Summer, the hot, hot sun that burns out the things. But your garden green and lush. And all the things of the world, the most beautiful plants, most exotic, the most valuable. How did you manage this? He tells him, I've got what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about Jannat. Tayyibu turab. The sand, the fur, my sand, my ground is very, very fertile. And with that also, azbatul ma. Very, very wonderful water, very good water. In abundance I've got water. The quality of my water is so wonderful. And the my irrigation system is perfect. All the time, just automatically, the irrigation system, the water quality is so good. Water in abundance. The ground is so good. That is why I've got this. So for that, Allah Ta'ala has made the mu'min's heart is the most fertile. And what can grow? But what are we growing in this garden? Well, this garden that we have got, that we can plant the most valuable things. But what are we planting in there? What am I talking? My filthy, dirty talk all the time. With my friends, with my family, everywhere. My thoughts, how polluted they are. And I have to plant in this garden. Allah gave us the most fertile ground. And we go and destroy it. We got a gold mine. And what we plant bananas there. Plant bananas where bananas will grow. And where gold mine, take out the gold from there. Yeah, the mu'min, An-nasu, ma'adin, men are people, an-nas, not the mu'min, people. Mu'min are special people. They are like mines. And what grows, what you can take out from this mine, gold and diamonds you can take out. Yeah, we go and plant carrots there. And not even carrots, we go and plant weeds there. We go and plant opium there. We go and plant poisonous things there. Where it was so wonderful, that heart that Allah gave us. So it is tayyibut turba. It is azbatul ma. Allah gave us. What the qualities of Jannat, Allah made the mu'min heart like that. So we must plant the right thing. And kathiran, lot of Allah Ta'ala zikr. So like that, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that in this garden, if we make the zikr of Allah, zakirin Allah kathiran wa zakirat, also kathiran we make Allah zikr, then what namaz will grow. The quality, that beautiful namaz, which we ourselves, our mouths will water for that namaz. When we Allah give us tawfiq, Allah gives us tahajjud, not the name tahajjud, not making going up and down, but what is called tahajjud. From the morning, subah he say, intizari sham hai. From the morning you'll wait, when will tahajjud time come again? And I can stand in front of my Allah. What enjoyment. That is what will grow in this garden. Your dhikr, your time for your dhikr, you'll wait for it. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, great, great alim. But he did not know about this at all. When he came to know, and he used to make zikr. He said that the zikr which I make at tahajjud time, subah hi se intizar e sham hai. From the morning I'm waiting for that time that I'm alone. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Everything is gone out of my life. My beloved, come now. There is privacy. Come to me now. And you and your Allah. And what your tahajjud, what your dhikr, what your dua, This is what we have been created for. And all that will be delivered by zikrullah. But we haven't got time for zikr. And so much so, good people, ulama, zikr is bidat. For many of us, anyone who makes zikr, oh, he's a bidati. He's making too much zikr. All the time he's involved. What Allah is commanding us, and what fatwas we're giving about zikr. And the zikr is so much. Zul Yadain used to make zikr by the door of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and loudly he should make zikr. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, what's wrong with him? Is he a munafiq? Is he doing it for show? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, da'hu, leave him alone. He is from the Allah. He is devoted to Allah. So that is the type of zikr that we must make. So much of zikr, then our whole deen will flourish, will shine. Beautiful garden of deen. The world will come and see our garden. The world will die to be with us, to be in that garden. So Allah has given it to us. It's just for us for the using. And Allah has given it to every individual of us. Whoever is sitting here, alim, not alim, rich, poor, black, white, learned, not learned, zakirin, man, zakirat, woman. For all, just make the zikr. And everyone can make the zikr. People can stop you, prohibit you from making zikr al-lisani. But your zikr al-qalbi, nobody can stop you. Whoever it is, whatever communist rule can come. But your zikr al-qalbi, nobody can stop you. Keep it going. And see the results that Allah Ta'ala... So we must make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. Allah Ta'ala says... Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Open your ears and listen. Listen, ala, which are known in Arabic grammar, huruf tanbih. There are three words, ala, ama, and ha. If you want the attention of somebody, like in English you'll say, give me your ears. Please, listen, silence, listen. A very important announcement. Allah starts this ayat with that, ala. And our Shaykh, in his beautiful way, in order to draw the attention, he says, hear carefully, I'm saying Allah, Ama, Ha. I'm not saying Yamaha. That somebody will think he has a Maulana who came and sell Yamaha engines here. Or Yamaha scooters he came and sell. No, listen carefully, I'm saying Allah, Ama, Ha. Open your ears and Allah. And listen, Allah says, Bi Zikrillah. Bi Zikr, with the remembrance of Allah. In Tafsir Mazhari, it is written that the ba is actually in the meaning of fa, fi zikrillah. Get immersed in the zikr. Don't be attached to zikr. Be immersed in zikr. And the example is given in Tafsir Mazhari that a fish, it only finds peace and solace in water, in deep water. One time, we were in Trinidad, in South America, and some friends of us explained to us, family people, that Tobago is an island which is connected with Trinidad. A person was there sitting on the beach, on the coast, and he saw in a puddle of water, a fish had landed in there. Now in a puddle of water, a fish, a big fish, very, very restless. No itminan whatsoever. It came in his mind, he took a stick and he pushed the fish and it went in the water, into the sea. And it just swam away. They were so happy to be back at home again, where I belong. And ajeeb, it came back after a while, and it wagged its tail. In other words, saying, Jazakallah, you put me where I was supposed to be. But anyway, the fish also realizes. So a mu'min is also in the zikr of Allah, he finds that peace. That we'll also come and wag our tail. We'll say, Jazakallah, Jazakallah, you opened my blind eyes. You gave life to my dead heart. When I'm making the zikr, automatically you won't be able to help it, but to come and say, Jazakallah. What? You gave me life now. Not that you have made a heart transplant. Not that you have opened my heart. You have given me my life. I'm connected with my heart. This is the zikr of Allah. But we don't do it. We take it very lightly. Ghafil. We are to be shagil, we are ghafil, we are unmindful completely. So they would make the zikr of Allah, Allah bi zikrillah, tatma'innul qulub. Hearts will find peace and solace. The whole thing in the world, the fights and the business and the parliaments are all, so people must be peaceful. If some look for it in money, we are looking for it in the wrong places. Some of us are looking it in university degrees, some of us in big portfolios, some in businesses, in this place, that place, holidays we are looking. It is in the zikr of Allah. Allah has warned us, opened our hearts in Allah, open your ears and listen. Bi zikrillah, only in the zikr of Allah will hearts find solace. And really when Allah brings that, La ilaha illallah, you are out of this world when the small reality of La ilaha comes. La ilaha, who is Allah? Taking out every illallah. The Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in Hayatul Sahaba, volume 1, page 15, Maulana Yusuf Kandilwi has quoted that when they should make dhikr, then it should be, and they should be, tahajjud time they were in their dhikr. Other times they were in their dhikr. Like the tall three tops in a windy day, how it sways like this. So they also should make the dhikr. Ulama explained two reasons. One is, like we say in Urdu, jhoom jana. When you really enjoy something and you just start, what will be a good English word for that? Jhoom jana. When you just like beside yourself, oh, wow, mashallah, oh, wonderful. You just like that, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. You are a world of your own. And the other is that they were vacuuming their heart. La ilaha, all ghayrullah, they took it out. Illallah, only Allah in the heart. 100 times your heart gets so vacuumed and clean, nothing else will remain. And then your 100 times, Allah, 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 the nur of Allah penetrating your heart. And a person, our Shaykh says, has only got the right to make bayan, to sit on the mimbar, Allah make me maaf for sitting, not being worthy of it. But the only time you got the right to make a bayan is when your heart is full of nur, and what's overflowing now, that you give to other people. It will come through your tongue. It will come with your eyes. You don't have to be a maulana. You don't have to be a qari and a hafiz. You don't have to be from a pious family. Anyone, everyone, it is door is open for everyone. Now you speak, see the effect. Now we say nobody listens. Nobody wants to listen. Nobody is interested. We're not delivering the goods. Deliver the goods, and everyone, the market, be the seller who knows his market. And you prepare your market. When we deliver the product, we're selling fake goods. We're selling brand names which are fake. We are selling all the wrong things. So deliver the right goods and see the market is ready. People are waiting. People's hearts are like gone, like brittle, waiting for the rain to come. And the zikr, the name of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, people are dying for it. But we get it in us. Fill our hearts first. We hear people haven't got water somewhere. I got a water bottling company. I myself, I don't wait for my driver. Sit in my big 2-ton, 4-ton truck and horse and trailer and I'm gone there. But I didn't fill water. When I come there, I see empty. What am I going to deliver? We got the passion, but we got no water. Fill ourselves so that nur what now overflows from the heart, that give it to other people. First, your own nur, fill it in your heart. We empty our hearts and we want to go and give other people. No, fill it. So the zikr, Allah bi zikri Allah, tatma'innul qulub. So this is a very, very great thing. And then, on what occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba that the zikr of Allah is the greatest amal. The amal Allah loves the most, which is in line with the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And Allah's Nabi, to whom he was, Sahaba asked, not even the jihad fi sabilillah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, not even jihad in the path of Allah. And like for Qurbani also, a similar hadith comes. That the days of Qurbani is most beloved to Allah. For this also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, not even jihad, not even that person who goes with all his wealth also, and all his life his own, not his with his money, he's sending other people in jihad, or not he's going in jihad with other people's money, his own money, and his own life he goes, and that's not enough in this hadith, that his whole body gets dyed with blood. His blood from head to toe. More, that only person can compare with the person who's making zikr. And dhikr, you don't have to spend all your money. You don't have to give your whole life for dhikr. Allah says, remember me a little while in the morning, in the evening. Allah Ta'ala made it very easy. So dhikr we should, so easy for us to make. So that person can compare with the zakir, who gives all his money, his life he gives, and his body is dyed in blood. That person can compare with the zakir. So, and all of us can be the zakir. For all of us to be that mujahid, hardly, very few there will be. But zakir, each one of us can be. It's up for grabs. It's there for us. On one occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, a Sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which jihad is the most valuable? How to make our, this also, all our amal, let us think and ask and find out and make them that we make, not just I made my dhikr, I made my, how can I make my tilawat the most valuable? How can I make my namaz the most? So he asked, which jihad is the most valuable? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, in that in which the dhikr of Allah is the most. Then he asked, which roza is the most valuable? Fasting. That in which the zikr of Allah is the most. Then he asked in details about each amal, every amal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that in which the zikr of Allah is the most. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were also in that majlis. Hazrat Abu Bakr looked at Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Aba Hafs, looks like the zakirin have taken all the good. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ajal. Yes, that is true. The zakirin have taken all the good. And what great virtues of the dhikr of Allah, of La ilaha illallah, of tilawat of Quran Sharif, of third kalima, Allahu Akbar. So great. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the sahaba radiallahu anhum that, khudu junnatakum, wear your armor, be ready, walk. They said, aduin qad hadar, some army has come. They are here, we have to be ready. They said, minan nar, from the fire of Jahannam. Say, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. That is the that is your armor which you are going to wear, your shield. Today young boys want firearms. We want all different things. What is the real? Subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are muqaddimat. Before you, they go and prepare everything for you. They are mujannibat. They will save you from the fire of Jahannam. They are muaqibat. They are in front of you, behind you, surrounding and protecting you all the time. They are mujannibat. They will save you from gunas also. They are baqiyatu salihat. Those that remain forever and ever. The reward, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't you like that you must be remembered by Allah? Don't you like that always you must be remembered by Allah? Read subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We just say it here, and almost immediately, Allah's system is very, very fast, super fast. We just said it, and the malaika take it, and they go and make tawaf around the arsh of Allah. We make a tawaf around Kaaba Sharif, and to go to Kaaba Sharif, big story. But yeah, we just say that subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And if we add also, wa tabarakallah, then even much more greater. They go and make tawaf, and they boasting about us, praising us in front of Allah, who sent us. So they are, we still on the ground, our zikr is by the arsh of Allah. And even when we die, they will still carry on making the zikr. So how much we can, so zikrullah is very, very important. Tomorrow, inshallah, the method of zikrullah, if Allah wishes, how to make our zikr, the quality, the quantity of it, etc., we will discuss that. But tan los yaro, put it in our hearts, my friend, that I have to make the zikr. There isn't a day of my life that is going to go. If I can fill my day with zikr, Allah will fill your dunya and your akhirat with things which you can work as hard as you want to. Get your whole family open, big, big businesses. What you can't achieve, Allah will give you by the zikr of Allah. You remember Him and see what, not only will He remember you, see what He won't do for you. Everything He will do, but turn. And so easy, dhikr of Allah. Now I'm speaking, roza time nearly. I'm supposed to be like a dead foul in the moment. It's time the whole day we kept ruling. But zikr will keep us so alive. And zikr will do everything for us. The zikr of Allah is the thing. But unfortunately for us, it's nothing. Allah Ta'ala, open our blind eyes, open our dead minds, open our dead hearts, and let us realize what great treasures He has given us. May Allah make your firm decision. Zikr is in my life, and I'm here for the zikr of Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.